Red Sox defeated the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 last night at Fenway, but the game's drama revolved more around the Orioles outfielder Adam Jones than the runs scored. Jones returned to the ballpark one day after he says he heard racist taunts from Boston fans and says someone in the stands threw a bag of peanuts at him. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer was at last night's game and joins us now. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning.
What kind of reception did Jones receive last night at Fenway?
Well, in the first inning when he went to bat, the crowd gave him a sustained ovation. Listen. There were a good number of people standing during the ovation. I think you could call it a partial standing ovation. And Boston pitcher Chris Sale seemed to slow down his routine, stepped off the mound to let Jones really relish the moment. Some Red Sox players also joined in the applause. It's worth noting that prior to the game, Mookie Betts tweeted for fans to stand up for Jones and say no to racism.
So what did Jones think about the warm ovation he received? What did he say afterwards?
Well, I went over to the visitors clubhouse after the game and spoke in the media scrum with Jones, and he was really appreciative and seemed touched by the ovation. Here's what he had to say about the fans' gesture.
I just appreciate what they did. You know, I've never on the road gotten any ovations or anything like that, so it was just caught me off guard a little bit. So I just was like, oh, okay, this is something different, and I just wanted to get in the box and get on with the game.
He was also appreciative of the way Major League Baseball and the Red Sox handled the whole incident. Both groups spoke out early about it and said that that kind of behavior, those taunts, would not be tolerated. The Red Sox apologized to Jones and the Orioles before last night's game. And the Red Sox say they are now considering a possible lifetime ban for anyone caught making racist remarks at the park.
So let me ask, Shira, what did fans say last night about what happened to Jones on Monday? And what do they think it says about them?
Well, I talked to several fans during the game, and all of them said that what happened to Jones wasn't at all a reflection of the Red Sox fan base, and that it was one fan or perhaps a small group of fans behaving badly.
All right, let me ask about the game itself in this way. The respect Boston fans showed Jones couldn't keep the two teams from resuming their heated rivalry, or this season's heated rivalry anyway. Tell us what happened when the Orioles' Manny Machado stepped to the plate in the first inning for the Orioles after his incident with Dustin Pedroia in their last series.
Yeah, well, Boston pitcher Chris Sale threw a 90-mile-per-hour fastball behind Machado right at knee level. It's worth noting that later in the game, Machado homered off of Sale. Then after the game, Machado went on an expletive-laden rant. I think maybe expletive-laden is selling it short. It was one of those all-time rants. Listening to Machado, it seemed like only about three words were not curse words. But the upshot, the message that Machado wanted to deliver was that he had lost respect for the entire Red Sox organization. And as you mentioned, this is a continuation of a feud between the Orioles and Red Sox that dates back to April 21st of this season, when Machado slid into Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia. And Pedroia ended up missing the next three games with a sore left knee and ankle. I think it's safe to say that things are going to get interesting, or could be really interesting, tonight when the Red Sox and the Orioles play each other again at Fenway Park.
Well, back to baseball. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.